Now, the regions involved in the mirror system really depend on the kind of stimuli you're looking at. So if you're looking at people getting touched, for instance, somatosensory areas of your own brain will become active. If you're watching someone, for instance, playing football, obviously parts involved in making actions like the premotor cortex and the posterior parietal cortex become activated. And if you see people's emotions, for instance, disgust, what you will activate is the anterior insula that's involved in having the same emotion. So overall, a lot of parts of the brain can be recruited while you witness the experiences of other people. And what area will become involved really depends on what you're seeing. The only things that seem absolutely not to be recruited while you're witnessing other people's actions, for instance, is your primary motor cortex, namely the cortex that would directly control your muscles. And that's why under normal conditions, if you see someone do something, you don't always puppeteer what that person would have done yourself.